Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on a getaway Friday night. It is Friday, August the 19th, 2022, 14 minutes past the hour, 80 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion, the first football Friday night of the season and our first Friday night broadcast of the digital era here at WGH Talk. I'm back this week with Angie Evers after a two-week absence at the soccer games. Angie, good to have you back.
Well, thank you.
The levels went up there, so I think that we are hearing you okay.
Am I on?
Are the levels moving over there?
Maybe?
Yeah, I think you're on. The things are going up and down. By the way, the phone lines are open. We know a lot of people are busy tonight. And last week, our first hour was a little shorter than the second hour because of, I think, people staying out. You know, it's the fall season now. But the phone lines are open, 740. No, it's summer, I understand. But it's the fall school. People are back in school.
Oh, I was going to say, don't be pushing fall.
No, it's not quite fall yet. But boy, last Friday night felt like a fall night. That was very cool. Like 70 degrees last Friday night.
Yes, it has been cooler.
So feel free, though, to give us a call if you are out there, 740-751-4038. I'm at the home studio tonight. 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. Now, this is the digital age, so you have to listen on the website, wwgh1071.com, or download the free TuneIn app on any mobile device and search WWGH, and that's how you will hear us now in the world of digitalysis.
So, are you excited?
Oh, yeah. I think this is the way it goes. I think this is a trajectory. You know, broadcasting started with radio, and then it kind of got overrun by television, and then television got overrun by cable, and then cable got overrun by Sirius Radio, and then I think everybody's on the internet. Now, I saw a statistic the other day that 66% of people get their news from the internet.
Oh, I'm sure.
So why not be on the internet? It's going to take a couple weeks, I'm sure, just like with any other source, to get people directed to where we are now. But once that couple weeks is over, I think it's going to be fine. And we've had good turnout in the phone calls the first 2 days we've done it.
I mean, the only difference is that if you're by a radio and you turn it on, you're not going to hear anything. But that's the only difference. Nothing else has changed.
No, nothing else has changed. We're doing the shows the same way. The top of the hours are the same way. The phone calls are the same. Nothing.
And you've been streaming online and on the app and everything. So that's all the same. That's not changed at all.
No, and it's a very positive thing because we can say anything now. We can advertise anyway. We don't have to worry about the tower anymore. We don't have to abide by any guidelines. The internet really is the Wild West when it comes to anything.
Yeah, I think it's great.
So do I. It's been very positive. So I'm glad you're out there. Now, we are going to try something in the... You know, why do I keep getting these things from LinkedIn? Do you get things from LinkedIn all the time?
Oh, well, you know you can unsubscribe from their email if you don't want to get email from them.
I didn't realize I had subscribed to them. Now, we're going to try something here. Now, God, I hope we don't lose you, but we're going to try a Facebook Live here because we want to go on all platforms possible, but I've never actually tried this. Now, earlier on in the studio, we kind of did a similar thing. I did Facebook Live while I was broadcasting on the air, but we weren't using Skype at the time. So we'll see if this works. So if we lose you, don't go away. Don't leave your listening device. We'll be right back as soon as I reconnect, but let's see if this works. So I hit live video. I hit go live. It should bring up my cameras here. Now stay with us. The camera just went on. I see that. the wrong camera's on. You know, I got my internet speeds fixed this week, so it's exciting.
That is.
Now I got to switch my camera because I got two cameras up there. I want to go to my more high-def camera.
Oh, yes, and he puts the camera on me.
Well, you've never been on this. I've done this before. You know, this is kind of new for you. This will be good.
If I can get that. Well, I don't know about that. I don't know if I like the camera on me.
There you are.
I'm not a...
A camera person?
No.
It looks good. Want me to turn the light on?
No, I don't want a light on.
Oh, okay. No, this looks good. So now we just got to switch the microphone so it's actually playing on our microphones that we're on now. And now we're going to go... Are we sounding okay?
I don't know. I haven't heard.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope we are. Now I'm going to... Here we go. Go live. Now, hopefully this does not disconnect us. If it does, don't go anywhere. We'll be back. Okay. Here we go. Go live. Well, I got to add it. No, I don't want to add a title. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Well, maybe we can do them both at the same time. Who knew?
Well, now you have the updated internet speed, so...
We'll see. I hope it works right.
Yeah. My mom is getting ready to type me something.
Well, we are live now. Close unused applications. Well, I hope we're still broadcasting over the TuneIn, because we are definitely on Facebook Live now. Now, if you're tuning in on Facebook Live, leave a comment. Do whatever you would like to do there. Isn't that nice? Isn't that cool?
Cool. Now I have to watch what I do.
No, don't look at yourself. See, that's what you can't do.
I don't like... Yeah, can I just, like, put tape up?
We can do that.
Oh, well, no, I can't not look at myself because... I mean, what if I look funny?
Oh, you look fine.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I would tell you if you look funny.
Well,
we are on the Facebook Live now, and we've already accumulated 2 views on Facebook Live. Now, see, and we're up to 3 already. I'm telling you, this thing is gaining momentum. If you're out there tonight, feel free to give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. My brain almost went there. I about lost the... I hope we're still on TuneIn.
Well, I can listen on TuneIn. Yeah, I can turn it in.
This is kind of a new thing here tonight. Well, we're up to 4 with 1 comment. Comment. No glasses, Annie.
My glasses, there's... Oh, nice glasses.
Nice glasses.
Oh, well, thank you.
Are they
They're pretty
than
new.
Before?
Well, I've had them...
You've had them a while.
Just a couple months, maybe 3 months. So I probably have not seen Adam since I got the new glasses.
Well, I'm glad people can see us on the Facebook Live. If you can make out somebody's glasses, you're really doing something. Who thought we would have done television?
Well, I don't know. I don't really have a... I'm not really made for television.
No, you're beautiful. You're made for television.
Oh, well, thank you. You're awful nice.
I wouldn't lie. I can't lie. It's not in my bones. It's not my DNA. I'm not a good liar.
Well, you like to make stories up.
Stories are different. Stories are... what should I call a story? A story is more entertainment than a lie. I mean, I'm not trying to fool anybody. I'm just trying to entertain.
Okay.
Well, you think I'm trying to pull the wool over people's eyes?
Sometimes I think you try to pull the wool over my eyes.
Well, we have fun, though, don't we? Well, that's because you don't believe a lot of what I say, and I can never figure out where I've given you this this doubt that I might be dishonest.
Well, I just think you like to tell stories.
For entertainment purposes, sure.
But I think you tell stories to me.
Well, you got to keep it entertaining, that's for sure. Oh, it's nicer than my yarmulke. I don't have the yarmulke on tonight. That's why I'm out of the shot. I don't have the yarmulke on. I left the yarmulke in the other room. See, we're already up to 7. I'm telling you.
I'm trying to find the TuneIn app.
You don't have the TuneIn app?
Well, I do, but it's in my favorites.
Well, I hope we're still broadcasting on TuneIn, because that's where a lot of people are listening.
There it is.
All right, here we go. Let's see if we're... You know, you're going to hear this in the background, but that's okay. This is Renegade.
Commercial.
Renegade Radio, as they call it. But we've already got 7 people watching here on the Facebook Live. Now, if you have a question, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I think we're still.
You're on there.
Well, we're on there, so we're both places. We're in all outlets tonight. We're on the TuneIn. I have both on in the car, and the sound is good. Honestly, I'm not even sure which one I'm listening to now, but I think they both work. That's from Adam. So everything's playing fine.
Okay. So now you can do your show, Facebook Live, in the mornings, and...
But you gotta, do people really want to see me in the morning when I'm on the radio?
Well, sure. This is new age, remember?
Well, it is new age, but I'm not sure if they want to see me.
Well, I don't know if anybody wants to see me.
Well, they're loving looking at you right now. They get the glasses
sure.
and the whole spiel.
See my pink microphone?
It is a nice pink microphone. But the phone lines are open. We would like to hear. Now, Mike McGinnis called in last night. I had a nice long conversation with him. Mike, if you happen to appear at any point, feel free to buzz in. 740-751-4038 or anybody else who's out there. I think our numbers will probably pick up in the second hour as the sun goes down.
Well, I think everybody's busy, so probably nobody's like watching or listening tonight.
Well, we got four people watching already, and this wasn't even advertised that we were going to be doing a Facebook Live. So what do you think of the, we're not at the Bratwurst Festival this year, although they did invite us over, I appreciate that, but they got a controversy going on over there now. The Queen was ousted.
Oh.
I don't think that's ever happened in the history of the Bratwurst Festival.
Huh. Well, I don't know. I'm sure it was probably just over something silly.
Well, yeah, that's what Linda and I were talking about earlier today. What in the world could the Bratwurst Festival Queen have done that would cause such a stir over in Bucky Russ? I don't know. I can't imagine there'd be any big kind of stir.
Yeah, it probably wasn't. Somebody probably just made a big to-do over something little, 'cause that's what happens in life.
Well, I kind of feel bad because in the article, they said that they were going to press criminal charges if she didn't return the gifts.
She has to return the gifts?
Well, that's what it said. It said if she did not return the gifts, that they would press criminal charges.
Hmm.
I think that's a little nutty.
Yeah. That's silly.
Is somebody watching us there on Facebook?
No. Well, let's see what Mom says. I turned TuneIn app off. Oh, she's listening. She's watching Facebook on iPad.
Well, there you go.
Hi, Mom. Hi.
There you go. Wave.
This is scary.
Hello, Jeannie. How you doing? Was the other person watching there?
No. Oh,
who was that?
Oh, just... somebody.
Okay. Somebody that need not be mentioned, huh?
Well, it has nothing to do with any of this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In any event, yeah, I feel bad for the Queen because I think that that's just unfortunate to put a lot of pressure on somebody like that. Young girl in her early 20s, I think.
Hmm. Yeah. I don't know.
But anyway, we hope that everything works out well for the Bratwurst Festival. It looks like they're going to have good weather this weekend for it. I know they're having a parade. We're probably having a parade about right now. Had a parade last night, and we'll have a parade tomorrow, I believe, in the afternoon.
Yeah. I don't know if we will actually make it to the Bratwurst Festival. I don't think we will.
I know. I feel bad. This is the first time in a long time I have not been there. We went last year with Mary Ellen. Then we also went back on Saturday and watched the parade. And the year before, I broadcast, I think, with Sean and Terry from there. The year before that, they didn't have one because of the pandemic. And then I think the year before that, I was there with your dad.
Right, yeah. Well, we have family over in Bucyrus, so we normally go over and see them. But... tomorrow is my niece's birthday, Scarlett, so I don't think they're going to be around town, and then I have to take Natalie somewhere, and she has soccer tomorrow, and I don't think we're going to be heading to Bucyrus.
Well, the year I was there with your dad, I just remember there was a... I posted some pictures from it the other day, and it was the most interesting thing. It was one of my favorite memories with him, because we were over there on a Friday afternoon, and we were going to be on the air from 11 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, which is quite a long time to be on the air with only the 15-minute breaks. So it was four or five hours. Was that, what is that? 4 hours? 4 hours straight. And, you know, he was up in age at that point. He was over 80. And I get over there early, and I'm setting up the equipment outside the office. And all of a sudden, there's a torrential downpour. And there is nobody anywhere near. And it's getting close to 11 o'clock, like, you know, it's about to start the broadcast. And I'm thinking, well, he's not going to make it here. This thing, it's pouring down rain. There's not a person, I'm talking about torrential downpour. So, all of a sudden, like off in the distance over by Wendy's, because we were set up where we always set up at the Bratwurst Festival office, all of a sudden over by Wendy's, I see an umbrella and a man, kind of a silhouette of a man with an umbrella walking over by Wendy's. And I'm thinking, now who is out in this torrential downpour? And it was your dad.
Yeah.
And he comes walking in, and I said, Charlie, I said, you should have waited until it stopped raining to come over here. No, I wanted to be on time. And he sat down, and the sun came out just as we went on the air. And we were on for 4 hours straight. I went over and bought him some water and got him a cream puff that day. There's some pictures of him eating that cream puff. And I remember, and he interviewed the girls with the Dirndls, and, you know, that was his turf. And he was talking about the downtown area, and I think the police chief came over and talked to us, as well as the here we go. All right, go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer of antiquated celebrities.
Yeah, that's what they say over in Crawford County.
Hey, they must Crawford County, isn't that where Bucyrus is?
That is where Bucyrus
isn't that where Jeannie's famous beloved late father used to hang his hat?
I don't know if her father was from there, was he?
From Bucyrus?
Angie's
father. But I thought you said Jeannie.
Didn't he live there?
I did not live in Bucyrus, but yes, my dad lives from Bucyrus.
Yeah, Charlie lived there.
Yeah. He was from there,
so
right?
So it's kind of a bit insulting to a lot of parties, but including Charlie. But you got to find humor in some of this stuff, I guess.
Oh, I don't mind that. Antiquated, whatever.
Yeah, I still like grocery bagger better. I'm not really sure why. It's so delightfully naughty, I guess. You know, you can't laugh at yourself or I laugh at anybody. I laugh at myself because I'm a pretty funny guy.
That's true.
I got a few minutes of driving. If I were home, I would try to set the record for the number of different ways I could listen. Because I could put the Fire Stick, I could have the website on probably five different computers, and the phone, and probably a different app. I probably could listen about 15 different ways. Even in the car, I'm listening two different ways, and that's pretty good. It's almost like when I put the video on, I actually hear the video feed, and then when I go back to tune in, I hear the tune in feed. But as I said, I'm not even sure which method I'm listening to half the time, but as long as I hear it. Of course, when I call, I hear it over the phone, so it really gets confusing.
Well, it definitely is new age. You know, I appreciate it because I've been surprised of 2 days of doing this that the calls have been steady, which is fine by me, and people have made the switch over.
Let folks know that our esteemed naturalist, James, will be on with me Thursday afternoon. He'll be bringing friends, animal kingdom members, not Homo sapiens. Possibly a rattlesnake. So we like to have different kinds of guests.
From 12:15 to 1 on Thursday?
Yeah, hopefully if he brings a rattlesnake or a scorpion, it won't spell the end of the Adam Show.
Oh, yeah, what if you get stung?
Yeah, well, you know, rattlesnakes are cute. Even they deserve their airtime, as far as I see it. But I think, yeah, usually it's a turtle or a garter snake or...
I don't think he'll bring a real rattlesnake.
Really, would be a lot more afraid of me than I would be afraid of him or her.
Well, you'll follow Linda that day. Linda's now on Wednesday and Thursday from 10 to 12. So
yes.
I've had a lot of fun with Linda. She's come in the last few Fridays.
Nice to follow somebody good-looking for a change.
Yeah, it's not nice to speak about Glenn like that, but, you know, that's the way it goes.
Have you talked to Glenn?
You know, I haven't talked to Glenn since he departed. But I'm sure that
He liked my gym selfie, though.
Oh, I bet he did.
That's odd, because he doesn't usually like my photos, but he was one of several likes.
Well, maybe he misses you.
Maybe. I don't know. But you never quite know.
So what do you make of the $5,000 reward for Harding's dog collar?
I think it's awfully generous. I was considering trying to counterfeit the collar and turn myself in, you know. That's a very generous reward.
Yeah, that was the big announcement this morning.
Very generous. $5,000.
Yeah, that's the big announcement.
What was the reward for the Lady Justice return? Was it even that much?
I don't think there was a reward. No, I read the story. Dick Carey just gave it back. It took a while to repair it, but I don't think there never was a reward offered, I don't believe.
That's a pretty beloved dog collar, you know, 5,000 big ones.
Well, this
so it's an anonymous. Do you know this? Do you know who the person is, Scott? Does anybody know who this anonymous donor is?
Well, obviously, I know who it is because we've talked.
Okay. I don't even know though.
Must be someone of much better means than myself.
Well, I told them that I would not tell. That was the deal.
Yeah.
And I won't. I'll take it to the grave, no matter what happens. But $5,000 does have a December 31st deadline, so they've got till December 31st to return the collar. If they do, they'll get $5,000. If they don't, I guess it's up the road.
Yeah, maybe it's Phil Donahue, because he probably saw that the average rent in New York City is now over $5,000, so his place is better than average, so because you were there. He pays more than $5,000 a month in rent if he's renting it. So maybe it's Phil Donahue figuring that's like less than a month of rent.
Well, I would think after being in Phil Donahue's apartment that he probably pays more than $5,000 for the penthouse.
Yes. Yeah. That was that was the first thing that came to mind if it's one of those antiquated celebrities. that's a very unusual term.
Oh, it was a dig. But you know what? People take digs.
Well, the joke's on them. As I see it.
Well, that's how I always see it. You know what? If you can't take criticism, you better get out of this game, because people are going to criticize you.
Yeah, I don't see that. The whole Crawford County Now website, Scott, it could be funnier than listening to your Phyllis Diller interviews or something online that's designed, or the Babylon Bee, or one of those sarcasm sites. It's so ridiculous that it is funny a lot of the time, and that's how I took it.
Oh, I didn't mind.
Yeah, people use these weird terms, and yeah, you're right. I do kind of obsess over them, but they're just so odd. I just figure giggling is the best defense. Either get mad over it and be resentful, or laugh. So I just laugh.
Well, I don't even know what that was supposed to mean, so it doesn't register in my mind.
Well, I think there was a certain person behind that.
I would very much agree, Angie.
Well, that's all. You know, here's the thing. The bottom line is that I'm still here. I'm not going anywhere that I'm aware of. And the career is the career. Even if I stop now, what are you going to do? Take away those antiquated interviews and all the news stories? They're still there. They're there forever. So, you know, I guess you can knock them all you want. That's life.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm an advocate of free speech. And if I see something that I think is ridiculous, I'll just laugh it off. That's my natural inclination. Okay, folks. Well,
thanks for calling.
That's all I had for you. It's been a pleasure as always.
Well, I'm glad you called in. Take care, Adam.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Adam with James Anderson this coming Thursday from 12:15 to 1 p.m.
So are they going to Facebook Live? Why don't you Facebook Live on the actual station's page?
Well, I was this morning.
Oh, but this is just your page.
This is just my page right now.
Oh.
But we've got a pretty decent, I mean, when you think that it's Friday night, this is unadvertised, and we just kind of popped up that we're having a steady stream of collections here that keep going up as we go along. That's pretty good. And again, if you're watching on the Facebook Live, You can call us, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, here we go. Let's see who this is. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, Scott. I got a crazy, kind of crazy question.
Oh, go right ahead.
Why can't Mary Ellen call Bill Clinton? Bill Clinton call Joe Biden. Joe Biden call the FCC, and you'll be back on the air Monday. I'm just curious.
Well, I don't know. You know, Mary Ellen might get involved. I don't know what's going to happen with that, to be honest with you. Hopefully it'll happen. I don't know at this point. They wanted us to get a lawyer. The lawyers wanted to charge hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Sure.
We said we weren't going to do that. And that's pretty much where it went.
Wow. Boy, I wish the best for the guy. I really do that. Made a report, so.
Well,
I really do wish him the best.
Well, I'm glad you're still out there, though. That's the important part.
Oh, absolutely. Well, there's only one Scott Spears, and that's you, and we like listening. We enjoy listening to you. I mean, you're the only local news, for one thing.
Well, I appreciate that, but we were a little tentative the other day about switching over. You know, we thought, well, people following.
Right.
I thought if we have good programs, people are going to follow as long as we're still free, and we still are, and you guys have. So I thank you all so much for following me because God knows, listening to me every morning must get boring.
Right. No, don't get boring. You're a well-dressed guy, I'll tell you that. And one of these Mondays, I'm going to wake up and go to work and watch the 4:30 news, and I'm going to see Scott Spears there. I sure hope that.
Well, you never know. I appreciate the support.
All right, Scott. You guys have a wonderful night.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's very, very nice.
So how do you think he was listening then?
By TuneIn or Facebook or any of these sources we have going live right now. It's a great world to be in because you don't know where people are coming from.
Now, if you were on the TikTok, you'd have a
Are you making fun of me because I say the TikTok?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You'd have 100,000 views.
Do you feel that way about me, too, that there's only one Scott Spears?
You're the Scott Spears.
The Scott Spears. Oh, the truth of the matter is, though, no. You know, I was thinking about this earlier today. I was telling that story about your dad. Your dad he's the icon in Marion, as far as broadcasting goes. I mean, I have a lot of fun with Charlie still to this day saying things, but, he's the one. You could not turn him off, and you still can't. And one thing I love is that he's come with us into the technological age. His show is still airing every day at the same time, and you can pick it up on the internet forever and ever and ever.
Right. That's nice.
Well, it's impossible to turn his voice off. Like, if you tune him in, you can't tune it out. And no matter what he said, it was entertaining. He just had that. I always loved the man, and I was in his obituary. I wish I would have known at the time.
Well, you didn't even read his obituary.
No, because I knew you guys, and I knew your mom, and you know, I really got filled in at the funeral, the obituary. I knew all about it then. I didn't think to read it. I don't get the paper. I read the article in
the
paper.
You read the headline.
Yeah, I read the headline. I didn't realize that I was put in I appreciate that. I really do. That was very nice.
Charlie Evers dead. And then that's all he reads.
No. I read that part. But I was in the actual. I didn't realize there was an actual obituary. I just thought the story was all that ran because he wasn't having a funeral because it was during COVID.
Now, that obituary cost a lot of money.
Well, I'm sure it did. I just didn't know it was happening. I was left out of the loop on that one.
I'm not sure how you were left out of the loop on
that. I don't think you and I were hanging out at that time.
Well, no, not really.
No, so I think I probably was not in the loop. I wasn't really coming over to the house at that point once he had departed.
Well, you did. You come over all the time.
No, when he was there.
Right.
But once he departed, I really didn't start coming over again until we started hanging out.
Right.
So I didn't know anything about the obituary. In any event, but he was the best. And I wanted to make sure to mention that tonight because the Bratwurst Festival is going on. And that was his event. But the point was, the story I was telling when Adam broke in. So we did the 4 hours, and we're over there. We're having cream puffs. We're having water. We're not breaking away. It's a long day. And we finally went off the air at 3 o'clock that afternoon, and he turned to me, and I'll never forget this. He goes, "This was just the best day." Because we really just sat there on the street of Bucyrus, and Ken and Mary came up, and the queens with the dirndls and the police chief, and he and I got to sit there and eat cream puffs, and Carly kept bringing down bratwurst, and it was just, I'll never forget that day, and I'll never forget him turning to me and saying, "This was just the best day."
Yeah, I know the last day we were at the Bratwurst Festival, it was September, or not September, but August of 2018, because he passed in 2020. So August of 2019 would have been his last Popcorn Fest, or Bratwurst Festival, and it rained, I can remember. We're sitting under the tent, and it rained. So.
Well, I always say, you know, and this is, it's very important, because I think about events like that when those pictures pop up on Time Hop, and I will never have another partner in broadcasting like that. We were completely different in age, but we got along great. He could say anything to me, I could say anything to him, and it was just, we would laugh, and it was just, it was the best of times.
Yeah.
But it's still the best of times because you're around. And, you know, that's one thing about this radio station. I will say that. We are a family. And Linda and I were kind of talking about that today. She says, "Who needs the radio? You know, we're not breaking this family up. We've been together for 8.5 years.
Yeah.
And we've been through death. We've been through the death of a lot of people. Paul Savage, Marge Hazelett, Charlie. I mean, time passes by, but we are still here. And we do care about each other, and that's very important.
Very important.
I've never had a workplace like that. Well, I can't say that. When I went back to work, I should tell that story. I went back to work this week, and they were just incredibly nice to me. These kids get a horrible reputation. I'm telling you, all these kids are under the age of 30, and they were so nice to me when I came back. I got a hug when I walked in the door, and it really was just... couldn't have been nicer. So me, who has no emotion, that was a very touching gesture.
Well, I'm hoping you showed some type of emotion.
Well, I don't know if I showed any, but I told them on Facebook that, you know, it meant something. It did. It really did. Because you don't know how people feel about you really until something like that happens. And they didn't have to come down and say hello. We were busy that day. They didn't have to come down and say hello to me. They didn't have to come down and ask how I was. They didn't have to come down and tell me that they missed me, but they did. And I, you know what? I missed them. I didn't realize how much until I was back in the thick of it.
Right. So does Phyllis and Larry, they probably don't have internet?
I don't think they do, unfortunately. But they're kind of like Ted. They still call because they know when I'm on. And Larry still says he's going to bring me green peppers and tomatoes.
Oh, well, I was going to just mention how good that zucchini bread was.
Oh, wasn't it, though?
Yeah, it was very good. And, I mean, my daughter even ate some, which that says a lot, because she's very picky about things like that, and she ate some.
We'll have to send Phyllis a card.
Yeah.
Phyllis is a good lady. I like Phyllis a lot, Phyllis Shirk and Larry. Good people. Have always been great with me. Again, we are broadcasting live here. We've already had two calls, so, hey, we're about on par with where we normally are. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. Anything on your mind and wherever you're listening from. Is it Facebook Live? Is it the TuneIn app? Is it... what else do we have going right now? Oh, the website. You can listen on the website. All kinds of different venues to listen to. Maybe I should lean on Mary Ellen and see if she can call Bill Clinton, and Bill Clinton can call Joe Biden, and we'll just put this whole mess behind us.
Well, you know,
Maybe I should be on TV, you think? 4 o'clock in the morning? Would you wake up and watch me in the morning?
At four? No.
Well, our friend there said he would.
Well, I'm glad you would have one person watching you at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Where's the support?
Not here at 4 o'clock in the morning. I mean, the only time I'm up at 4 o'clock in the morning is if, number one, I have a migraine, or I have to go to the bathroom.
Would you tune me in?
No. Not at four. I try not to look at my phone or anything because, you know, if you put all those, your phone and your brain, then it makes you awake.
But wouldn't my voice soothe you?
Like
me there in a suit?
You in a suit?
Yeah. Well, you have to wear a suit on television. You can't.
Oh. I have a sweatshirt on. Actually, I'm wearing my Bratwurst Festival shirt that I got last year, but I threw a sweatshirt on, so you can't see it. But.
And the official Bratwurst Festival mascot is named Bratty.
Yeah. I have a green Bratty shirt on. So.
Now, how do you like your Bratwurst?
I don't think I've ever eaten a Bratwurst.
Oh, they're very good.
Sorry, Dad.
Oh, I like a good Bratwurst, but you gotta have, what is it, onion?
Ugh, no way.
Well, I haven't got through it yet. It's onion and mustard. You have an issue with the onion?
Can you dip them in ketchup?
Well, you can, but I'm just saying the official German way to eat a Bratwurst.
Sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut, absolutely. Yeah, that's probiotic.
No, I like sauerkraut.
Ever been cleaned out by a good... That's what it does.
No.
Yeah, sauerkraut's a probiotic.
Well, yes, I'm sure it's good for your digestive system, but I'm not going to eat a whole, pot of it, so I sit on the pot all day.
Oh, no, you don't want to eat a whole pot, but I'm saying if you put it on your bratwurst, you can get by without having an issue.
Oh, okay.
That's what I've found to be true, but, you know. Bob Smith out there says, spicy bratwurst is yummy. And I've never... Can't take her anywhere. I've never been into the spicy bratwurst, but
do they crunch like a Hungarian hot dog? Ugh.
Are you traumatized by the Hungarian hot dogs at Tony Paco's?
Yes.
You loved it.
I mean, the hot dog itself wasn't bad, but, you know, every time you took a bite, it was like crunch.
I was there with you. I remember.
Yeah.
And
I probably, was like, eh.
No. You didn't like the crunching, but you liked the hot dog.
I mean, the taste was okay, yes. It's a texture thing.
You know, I have that same issue with other things. Not hot dogs, but there are textures of certain foods that I do not like.
Like?
Well,
I can't do coconut.
Oh, coconut's fine. I can do coconut. But, gravy. It just, to me...
Well, how is gravy a texture?
Well, gravy's a lot of things. Gravy's a smell. It's a look. It's the look of it. Like, I look down at it, and I think, oh, my word. I can't even... Oh. Like,
Did you not have hamburger gravy growing up at school?
No.
That was my favorite meal at school, hamburger gravy.
Wait, I didn't do the gravy. My mom used to cook gravy, too, but I always had something else. I had cereal or something. The Halloween cereals are out, by the way. Isn't that exciting?
Booberry,
Frankenberry. Who else is out?
Do they still have those? I thought those were old cereals.
No. They cart them out every holiday time. Although I don't think Halloween's a holiday. I guess it's just, oh boy, I'm going back to the grocery store this week. Tons of candy. Candy galore. We're stocked for Halloween and ready to go.
It's August.
Oh, I know, but we like to get the jump on the Halloween.
Do you have Christmas decorations out yet?
No, that doesn't happen until Halloween's over. November 1st,
right.
We do it.
I can guarantee, what do you want to bet, that Kroger's is going to have Christmas decorations out before November? They will probably have them out next month.
Well, I've worked there many years, and
I know Dollar. I haven't been to Dollar General lately, but they're probably getting ready to set their Christmas stuff out.
We have here. Here are the seasons at Kroger. If you want to know, the beginning of the year, January and February are Valentine's Day. February through whenever it happens, because it floats, is Easter. Then from Easter until September, well, until July, really, is summer. And then
4th of July.
4th of July. That's what it is. American flags and stuff like that. Then 4th of July through September is back to school. And then September through October is Halloween. And then November and December are Christmas.
Okay, I don't believe you on the November thing. I can guarantee that Kroger's is going to have Christmas decorations out way before November.
Well, they'll put out a few, but the display will remain Halloween until October's over. Because we do the big candy sale after Halloween's over. That's when it all gets discounted, like 50%, and we sell candy by the truckload.
They need to do Halloween on November 1st. Like trick-or-treat November 1st. That way you can get all the discounted candy. That way kids can get the good candies.
Well, trick-or-treats have kind of gone by the wayside. It's trunk-or-treat now.
Yeah, trunk-or-treats are probably a lot safer and...
Hey, we're broadcasting live here. Give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. We've already had two calls tonight. We've appreciated both of those, and we'd love to hear from you out there listening on whatever device you're listening on, 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. This is WGH Talk coming at you live and in person. Still Warren G. Harding, by the way. And remember, that dog collar now, $5,000 reward. That would go to the person who gives us a tip that leads to the return, or the person who actually returns it.
So, somebody needs to tell me.
Isn't that a good, that's a good chunk of change.
Because I have to buy a used car right now, and, you know...
My hand's in the shot.
Yeah, I see that. Car prices are double of what they should be, so... Yeah, that's depressing.
Well, it's very interesting because I think it's a supply issue, and I also think summer prices of cars go up anyway. So just bad timing.
Bad timing for me to need a car.
Yeah, Labor Day is usually when they start taking a downturn. Then by November, they're really not very expensive because the lots get stocked back up and people aren't buying cars because it's holiday time. And that's usually when they're willing to come down on prices.
Hmm. Well, I don't know. I don't know if I can wait a couple more weeks.
Oh, you're going to be fine. You're going to find a car. I'll tell you what's going to happen. It always happens with me every time I've ever needed a car. Because getting a car is always just a pain in the neck, no matter when you get it. And what happens is you're going to walk onto a lot thinking something totally different, and you're going to see something, and you're going to like kit, and it's going to meet all your qualifications, and you're going to buy it. And that's how it always happens.
I don't know. Scott is a positive thinker. I am a negative thinker, I guess.
No, you're more positive. I just think you've had a negative streak. And it'll pass. Most of the time I've known you, I mean, like I say, it's been about 2 years now.
Like, so my negative streak has run like my whole entire life.
That. Now listen, the truth is the 2 years that we have been, you know, I mean, I've known you for a lot longer, but the 2 years we've hung out, 90% of that, you are always positive. But you've just had, I think, a rough 3 months. A lot of stuff has happened, and you'll bounce back. It's just, we all have those times.
Well, I'm personally ready for this year to be over.
Well, yeah, this has been a year. But I learned a lot of stuff this year. I can't say it was the best year of my life, but it was interesting. I learned...
I'm tired.
You know what I learned? I learned who cared and who did not care. That is something I learned this year. And I guess that maybe comes with the little episode I went through.
Right.
And that was something, you know, I don't know. It was good. It says we got another comment here, but I don't see it.
You probably have to go up to your comments and then go to all.
Oh, there's a poll we could do.
Oh.
I don't know. That's very strange because it says 5 comments, but it's only showing 4.
Huh.
So if you made a comment, I don't know why I can't see it, but I guess that's showbiz. Maybe it'll pop up here at some point. Oh, we're going to break here in just a momentito. 15 seconds. All right, we're going to take a 15-minute break. Don't you dare switch away. We'll be back with more Angie and Scott Friday Night Live here on WGH Talk, the talking place here in Marion. Thank you. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
You know, Abe, there's been this thing for years that people thought you were dead. Do you think that has worked against you in your career?
Well, I wasn't that crazy about it, but I accepted it. That's what it was. People thought I was dead. And I would walk into a Bloomingdale's department store. The salesman said, "You know, you look like the late Abe Vigoda." I said, "Oh, really? Well, then I think I'll buy